Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Alright, so, some things before we start. I switched the comic that I'm actually reading. I was reading from the compendium, but I looked at the compendium compression, and apparently Humble just gave me a bad version of it. Like, I tried the PDF, and I tried the CBZ, and they both look horrible. So I'm using another version that I got from Humble later, which is the Origins Collection, and it seems to have much better quality work. So that's the one we're going to be using for the Darkness. I hope you guys like it. I think it looks a lot better than what we had. You will all die! The darkness will die with you, locked within the seed that you will never pass on. You are its last wielder. Here in the daylight, you are at my mercy. With you gone, I will turn my energies to better things. I will remake this world to my design until all is light and law and love forever after. Oh, there's also this. Sonatine, your death will mean the end of the Brotherhood. They are but goons and lickspittles, held on, of course, by your conniving will. Without their leader, they will crumble. But you, Estacado, your death will change the world. And then we go on to say, the darkness will die with you, locked within the sea that you will never pass on. You are its last wielder. Here in the daylight, you are at my mercy. With you gone, I will turn my energies to better things. I will remake this world to my design until all is light and law and love forever after. Let me guess, your light, your law, and love for only you. Of course, I am going to rule this world, Sonatine. I may as well be worshipped by it, too. Brought to light. You got us into this, Sonatine. Thought of any brilliant ideas to get us out? Yes, actually, I thought you might defeat the bitch with withering sarcasm, seeing as it's the only thing you're any good at. Oh my god, we're all going to die. Control yourself, Wenders. But, I suppose the Angelus is bulletproof like her weapons? Even more so. The only one of them remotely susceptible to gunfire would be the familiar hovering beside her. Yeah? As I told you both, you and the Angelus can create mortal companions. And that one is most definitely mortal, presumably our opponent's lover or confidant. Well then, Jesus! Ah! I wanted to be sure I had your complete attention. Time's up. Like hell! Give me! Blam, 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 blam! Yeah! No! No! Save her! Catch her! Help! Wah! Now then! Ah! No! Hurt her and you're dead, Estacado. Harm one hair on her head and I'll hunt you to the ends of the earth and rip out your living soul! Well, we're gonna see about that. Looks like you put a lot of time and effort into Twinkle Toes here. Call off the flying goofballs and keep your distance or I'll turn her neck into a goddamn fountain, guaranteed. Let her go, damn you! Give her back to me! Not just yet. Wenders, get the car! Watcher, get ready to go. Shut up! You'll never get away with... Let's see. A pox on you, Estacado! We'll be in touch just as soon as we think of some demands that'll really piss you off. I have been Angelus since the time of King Arthur. I have slain every wielder of the darkness who dared to use his measly power against me. Soon, very soon, you will join them. Sounds to me like you've had it easy up to now, sister. Be seeing ya. Back to the city, Wenders, to Liberty Island. Whoa! You're not taking me back to your miserable hole, Sonatine. Not after this. Nothing has changed. We still have the girl. What's her name? Jenny is being held where you will never find her. I am more than willing to make good on my previous threat. What is she to you anyway, Estacado? What does a murderous thug like you care for anyone, never mind a non-entity like her? She's... never mind what she is. I saved your life back there, remember? Yes, I noticed. Thanks very much. I know you've got plans for me in the darkness, and that's cool. If I'm gonna have this power, it makes sense to learn to make the most of it. Just think about this. Right now, you're holding all the aces. You've got Jenny, so I can't do squat. You've got our little playmate here, so even the Angelus can't touch you. I'll come with you, and together we'll build this better world you want. All I'm asking is a little time to take care of business and the life I'm leaving behind. One day, Sonatine, come on. I saved your ass, and I got you a very useful hostage. You owe me that much. Just 24 hours. Then I'm yours. Deal? Deal. Find them! The sun is setting. Estacado's power is his once more. Every minute he survives burns at my soul. Scour this cursed city. Find them all! Sonatine and Estacado will be made to suffer. My darling will be returned to me, or I will burn this world to ash. Now go, go, go! Bring her back to me! Eastwood brothers still drink here? Who? The Eastwoods. Never heard of 'em. I'm trying to be nice about this. It a bag played fool. Thanks. You're shot, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Swell. Yeah. Dink. Yeah. Reckon a man could get mighty tired of missing. Yeah. Yeah. Seems to me as how pool's a stupid game anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Marvelous. Yeah. Yeah. Kevin and Trevor Eastwood, I'm looking for a couple of idiot hitmen who go around pretending to be Dirty Harry. Sound familiar? And who might you be? I'm a big fan. Oh my god, no! Don't kill us! Our name's not even Eastwood! It's Bosnowski! Shut up! You two tried to take out Frankie Franchetti last week. Don't bother to deny it. What I want to know is, who's the traitor in the Don's organization? Who got you close enough to make the hit? We really can't tell you! Holy jeez! Can you tell me, Trevor? Yes. 5 seconds later? I find that difficult to believe. It's true, I swear to God. Come on, man. I freaking told you. You also put a bullet in my Uncle Frankie's chest. Can you feel that, Trevor? It's the darkness. It's sliding its fingers inside you, down your throat, wrapping them round your skeleton. It's pulling muscle off bone and skin away from meat. Until you're ready, Trevor. Until you go. Pop! Sorry about the mess back there. I dread to think. Why does Estacado care about you? Come on. For a mob enforcer, for Don Franchetti's top killer to worry about a dull little thing like you enough that he'll let me use you against him, that takes something special. You're not lovers. You're not brother and sister. What are you? None of your damn business. Wrong. What? We grew up together. We were both orphans. My mom died when I was 2 months old. Bad heroin. What Jackie's story was, I don't know, and neither did he. But we were enrolled at St. Gerald's at the same hour of the same day. The nurses told me later. I think they thought it was sweet. Maybe that was why Jackie felt so close to me. Why he protected me. I was the first person he felt anything for. You and you alone. I suppose he learned to be a selfish bastard later. Tell me about the orphanage. I remember getting beaten up by monks a lot. You girl! 12 divided by 3! 6? Wrong! Ah! Son of a bitch! Ah! They beat the hell out of him when he did that kind of stuff, but he didn't care. Anyone touched me, Jackie wouldn't stop until he put them in the hospital. This one monk really hated him. He'd say, "You're nothing, Estacado. You're gonna grow up to be just another penniless bum in the gutter." And Jackie would look at him and, would look him in the eye and say, "I'll never be like that." And he was right. I'll never forget the day Don Franchetti came to get him. Jackie Estacado, get your stuff, kid. You're leaving. You can't just walk in here and take this boy. Louie, Joe, help brother too dumb to be true with his little problem, will ya? Who are you? I'm your Uncle Frankie, kid. I've been looking for you a long time. You're coming to live with me now, okay? Can Jenny come too? Afraid not, but you can still visit her if you want. Jackie came over and took my hands. He was so serious, so old, he said, I'll always come back for you, Jenny. Then he held me tight. Always. And he did. Let me see if I can guess the rest. He does come back regularly. He checks up on you, makes sure no one's hurting you. Eventually, he gets you a job at the nightclub. You watch him grow up into a ruthless murderer, a made man, a womanizing wastrel. But you don't care, because you're in love with him. And every night, you stand behind that bar, and you watch him walk out with another pointless bimbo, and it just about breaks your heart. Hey, knock it off. But even though you wish more than anything that it could be you, you'll never pluck up the courage to tell him because he'd never want you, not like that, not the silly little thing he grew up with. So you have to settle for just good friends, all together now. Aww. You really are vermin, aren't you? Thank you, my dear. I do my best. How's he doing, Vinny? What? Jackie, geez, you gave me a shock. No change in the dawn. Nurses say he's stable. All we can do is wait to see if he comes out of it. How about you? Butcher Joyce told me he finished fixing up your place. Hell of a worker, ain't he? Yep. So I was talking to the Eastwoods tonight. Click! Yep, arranged it with the Eastwoods. Then sent the boys on their break. No one there to take a bullet for Frankie when the time came. Set the old guy up, huh? Why? 'Cause Tommy Marciani gave me $1,000,000. What the hell you think? I didn't know that, Vinny. I had the crazy idea that Don could trust you, what with us all having been friends for years. What? Jackie, wake the hell up, will ya? We're in the goddamn mafia here. Friends only counts when we ain't doing business. And we're always doing business. You can't afford to be this stupid, kid. Come on, you know I'm right. No, but it makes things a whole lot easier. Long way down, Vinny. Ground looks hard, Vinny. And you know what, Vinny? Doesn't end there. We've seen the other side, Vinny. Have fun in hell, Vinny. What's that you say, Vinny? Is poor Vinny scared? Huh? Uncle Frankie, what's going on? Take it easy, Uncle Frankie. He's awake, nurse. You're okay, Uncle Frankie, but you got hurt. But everything's gonna be okay now. You're gonna be fine. That's you, Vinny. You in the Eastwoods. Next up is the Angelus. Then Sonatine. The best for last. To be continued. That's the first one. Wow. Mr. Franchetti, stop that at once. Huh? There is no smoking in this hospital. And even if there were, a man in your condition shouldn't be smoking that enormous cigar. Put it out at once. Hell, Doc, can't you make an exception? Of course not. Why on earth would I? 'Cause if you don't, I'm gonna have a couple of my boys paint your crotch with aniseed and throw you in the polar bear enclosure in the Central Park Zoo. Aniseed? Isn't that for dogs? Bears, too. Believe me. Hey, Jackie. How the hell are you, kid? Hey, Uncle Frankie. You look a lot better already. You look a lot better already. Takes more than two bullets in a chest to wipe out Frankie Franchetti. I hear you got the pukes that did it? Yeah, old Vinny. Who'd have thought? Gonna try that all over again. I'm flubbing this one. Yeah, old Vinny. Who'd have thought it? Vinny, too. Damn, already messed that one up. All right. Vinny, too. Yeah, old Vinny. Who'd have thought it? Uncle Frankie, there's something I need to ask you about. I know you're not feeling too good right now, but I have to know this. I want you to tell me about my father, and this time, I want the truth. Well, I guess you ain't buying that old story about your pop being my brother-in-law no more, huh? No, I never had reason to doubt it before, but things have happened. Uh-huh. Reason I never told you this before was, I guess it's kind of weird, Jackie. There's parts of it I still can't get straight in my head. Things I saw or thought I saw. But the fact is, your father was a stone-cold, mother-loving psycho. And believe me, you're better off never having met the son of a bitch. His name was Danny Estacado. He did hits. Apocalypse Shortly. But he did them like no one else ever did, before or since. They used to say that if Estacado was coming for you, best thing you could do was cut your throat and hope to hide in hell. He's a freaking animal. The guys he whacked, it wasn't enough for him just to kill him. They'd find these guys spread out all over the damn place. All over the damn place. Heads spiked on picket fences, guts stretched out of their bellies. I heard once or twice there was bite marks on them. I never used them. There was something about that guy, like everything he touched turned to crap. Anyone he got involved with, things would go sort of sour for him. All he ever did was piss his money away on whores and smack. He lived his whole life in a world of garbage, and it suited him just fine. And then one night, he turned up dead. He'd been in bed with this hooker, and the story she told was he just croaked on her while they were doing it. Strangest thing. Didn't mean jack to me was all. I thought it was great. One less degenerate in the world. Makes life easier on the rest of us. And then a few years later, this guy came to see me. Weird-looking creep, bald, but with these crazy tattoos up the side of his head, you know? In his eyes. Jesus! What about them? It was almost like they were burning. Sonatine. It just appeared out of nowhere. I got no idea how he got past the guards and the dogs, but one minute I'm standing looking at the stairs on my lonesome... I'm standing looking at the stars on my lonesome outside my room. The next he's just there. I was just about to blow his freaking head off when he said... Danny Estacado had a son. Huh? The whore he died with. She gave birth to his child. The effort killed her. Listen, meathead, what the hell are you telling me this for? Who are you anyway? You should go to that boy. You should bring him home and raise him as your own. And why would I want to do that exactly? Because he will make you mighty. Holy God! Would you like that, Frankie? Power beyond measure? Every word obeyed without question. The Franchetti's on top of the heap. It could all be yours. The boy's name is Jackie Estacado. He's 6 years old. You'll find him at St. Gerald's Orphanage in the Bowery District of New York City. Why me? The father was a disappointment to us. We are hoping for better things from the son. I am sure you will be an excellent influence. And after that, I never saw him again. I went and fetched you and took you home, and I guess the rest is history. And I gotta say, Jackie, the son of a bitch was right. You worked out great. First guy you whacked for me, you was 16. Thing I saw about you early on was you always knew just who to hit and how hard to hit him. You got exactly the right result. Click. Short time I had you with me, I went from a little guy to top of the heap, just about boss of bosses, I guess. And we didn't have to wipe out whole families or act like savages or make a damn mess. All we had to do was kill all the right people. There's a little inspiring story, eh? You did that to him.
What?
You sent him to live with those mafia pigs. He was a good kid when he left the orphanage, but they turned him into a killer.
What rubbish. He was a vicious little bastard even when you knew him. The whole point of having him grow up in the mob was to ensure he stayed that way, instead of becoming the worthless refuse his father was. I want a bastard. I don't want scum.
Huh? Frankie Franchetti is a monster, but he's an intelligent one. He knew Danny Estacado. I knew he'd take steps to ensure that Jackie didn't go the same way.
So why not just raise him yourself? Why send him to Franchetti?
What? You think I wanted a kid running around the place getting under my feet? I hate children.
There's a surprise. His father was a waste of time. He squandered the darkness on petty lusts and cravings, using it to indulge his pointless, directionless sadism. Jackie Estacado is a much brighter prospect. Thanks to Franchitti, he is no stranger to what a dullard like you would call evil. And again, thanks to Franchitti, he is smart enough to exploit his power to maximum advantage. I knew I would be safe leaving him in the Don's care until he was old enough to manifest the darkness. Then I could step in and steer him towards his destiny. The only problem is the little reptile refuses to play ball. What's this darkness you keep going on about? I'll try and put it in idiot's terms. Have you seen Star Wars? Well, yes. The darkness is the force on crack. I wield the merest fraction of it compared to Estacado's. My powers are parlor tricks. They do, however, enable me to overhear fascinating little tidbits like this. I never wanted you to know about your father, Jackie. I was kind of scared you might turn out like him, you know? I suppose you still got a different girl every night, huh? Aw, don't start on this again, Uncle Frankie. I'm telling you, what you need is the love of a good woman, not these tramps you keep picking up. What about what's-her-name, the girl you used to take care of, works at Kaiser's? Jenny? Listen, really, it's not like that at all. She's a sweet kid, but I grew up with her, you know? It's too weird. It'd be like having a thing for your sister. I think I'm going to cry. Turn it off! Turn it off! Lord Sonatine, the prisoner is on the loose. What? The Angelus Familiar, my lord. She's nowhere in the caverns. She must have gotten away. How, for God's sake? Her guards are dead on the floor of her cell. I don't know what she did. They're smiling, my lord. Smiling like they seen something wonderful. Except she's gone. And their throats are torn out. She charmed them into entering the cell, you idiot. The Angelus created her for pleasure. They wouldn't have been able to resist. My lord? Call Estacado on his mobile. Tell him his 24 hours are up. Tell him to get after that bitch now and make sure he hands her over to you personally. Or any chance we have of drawing the Angelus into a trap is gone. My lady, please hear me. I need you. My lady, I barely have strength to reach the shore. I hear you, my sweet. Do not despair. I am coming. You didn't get too far, did you? Huh? Estacado, how? Happened to be in the area, got a call saying you might be headed this way. Saw you fall in the drink, laughed my ass off. Get in the car, huh? Never! Oh, don't be stupid. Go back to hell, foul creature of darkness. No, wait, you're gonna... My wings, too wet to... Uh-oh. Blech. No! Abomination! Wow! What? It took 100 years to shape her. 100 more to give her life. And you destroyed her in an instant. Murderer. Killer. Evil bastard. You can die! Temper. Pucker up. God, my warrior, help me! Unhand the lady. No. Oh, excuse me. Unhand the lady. You got it. No! Yeah! No! Yeah! So, where were we? A pox on you, Estacado. Yeah! For what you have done this day, I will see you burn in hell. Not in all my 1,200 years have I felt a hate like this. I loved her. You killed her. I will face you one more time, the champion of light against the wielder of darkness. Of the darkness, rather. I promise you, your death will last a lifetime. She's scared. Estacado! Estacado, what the hell happened? Hey, Wenders, you just missed the Angelus. Did she get her familiar back? Nope, her familiar got chopped into seafood. What? Afraid so. Total soup. Oh, God. Sonatine's going to kill me. We've just lost the only hold we had over the Angelus. But why do we need a hold over her when it's obvious the darkness is stronger than her anyway? She was scared of me. Only in the dark when you can manifest your power. Hers is not limited by night or daylight. She can come for us at any time. Out of fact, then you've just given me an idea. Oop! You know what this is, Wenders.
No, this is Darkus. Say hello to Wenders, Darkus. Hiya, Wenders, you ugly bucket of sick.
Better get used to him, Wenders. You're going to be spending a lot of time together.
You crap stain, you scummy little nose pick, you stupid son of a whore!
What?
Why?
Because he's taking up residence in your pants. That's why.
You suck, Wenders. I hope you friggin' die. You're going to go back to Sonatine and give him a message. You're going to tell him I'm coming to Liberty tomorrow at...
Excuse me. That's the wrong guy. You're going... He didn't say all that. You're going to go back to Sonatine and give him a message. You're going to tell him I'm coming to Liberty tomorrow at dawn, and he'd better have Jenny with him because I want to talk business. And then you're going to do me a little favor.
I am?
Sure you are, because if you don't do what I say or you try to tip Sonatine off about this, Darkus will know, and that means I'll know. It's always dark in your pants, Wenders. Darkus will be okay, whether it's dark or night outside, and if he tells me you're trying to pull a fast one, I'll tell him to bite.
I hate you, Wenders. I'll piss on your frickin' grave. Angelus! Estacado! Show yourself, vermin!
Why? You'll only run away again. Besides, I'll be honest with you, I'm not really there. I keep finding out more and more about the darkness, things I can do, ways I can kill. How to talk to someone when they're too scared to face you.
Damn you, mortal! What do you want?
If the war between Darkness and Angelus has been going on as long as you say, it's time we put an end to it.
Once and for all.
Then name the place, Estacado. Let's do it.
He said that? Are you sure?
Yes, my lord. He will be here at first light. He says he'll meet us at the base of the statue. You're sweating, Wenders. Sorry, my lord. It makes you look even more repulsive than usual. Stop it at once. And of course, he also says, The park rangers cannot fail to notice us. Have them captured and held below.
Yes, Lord Sonatine.
I don't know what Estacado thinks he's up to. Perhaps he still entertains some farcical notion of denying me, of using the darkness for his own ends.
He's sly, but not sly enough.
To be continued. Okay, last book of the night, guys. It's also 3 a.m.
You're sweating again, Wenders. I told you, I don't like it. Stop it at once. And why do you keep staring at your crotch, Lord Sonatine?
Believe me, Wenders, there's absolutely nothing of interest in your crotch. Keep your eyes peeled for Estacado, will you? He'll be coming to get his little irrelevance here.
Yeah!
I'm here, Sonatine.
What? I'm not alone. End of an era.
Angelus? Estacado? What the hell have you done?
Arranged to meet her here.
I thought it was time we got everybody together.
But by bringing her here, you've compromised our secret base. She can finish us in one go and it's daylight, you idiot. You can't stop her from killing us all.
And do not doubt it, Estacado. That is exactly what I am about to do.
Wenders.
Yes, sir.
Wenders.
Foof.
Ah, damn you, Estacado. What?
Smoke grenades.
I like the dark.
It won't last, bastard. I'll have you yet.
It'll last long enough, Wenders.
Wenders, you utter excrescence.
Wow, I've never heard of that word.
Wenders, you utter excrescence!
That is... I'm gonna have to look that up.
What in hell's name? Forgive me, my lord! Beep!
No, get your hands off me!
Couple seconds more.
No!
Run! The Angelus has found us! The bitch will kill us all!
Come back, you cowards! Estacado's got her! Damn you! Do as I say or I'll kill the bloody lot of you!
You're dead, you bastards! Your mothers are all whores!
What the?
Don't talk, we have to get out of here!
But why are you helping me?
Estacado, he says to get you off the island!
I've got to do it or I'm dead! What in the name of unholy vomit is going on here?
I know you're there, Estacado. You can't hide in the dark forever.
This is where you belong, vermin skulking in the shadows of Sonatine's caverns.
crawling like some blind, groping rat that preys on the detritus of humanity, existing on everything that's black and bad and rotten. But I will find you. I will burn you from your hole. There's nowhere you can hide from the light of the Angelus. Nowhere! Who's hiding? This is where I belong, Angelus. I knew I'd never get you to fight me out of the daylight. So I had that little turd Wenders set a little trap for you. You know as well as I do your 1,000 years experience means squat down here. The darkness is stronger than the Angelus. Once I get you in the dark, you're mine. No! Ah! Be quicker if you don't struggle. Scum! Oh, hell. We'll see who's strongest, Estacado. We'll see. Yeah! Sounds like all bloody hell's breaking loose down there. Sonatine! The bastard won't get away with this. No, come back. You're going to get me killed. What? There's a monster in my pants. Oh, Jesus. That's what they all say. No, it's a creature of darkness, Estacado. Put it there. Excuse me. I'm going to try that one again. Sorry, I'm laughing a little bit about that joke. No, it's a creature of darkness. Estacado put it there. He said if I didn't get you out of here, it was gonna... Should have done like you were freaking told, puke features. Chomp! You worthless bastard insect! Whir! You'll die like your degenerate forefathers. Gah! What? You're not the first, Estacado. 12 champions of darkness have fallen to my power. Century after century, one by one, they came. They tried. They died. Scrunch. Ah! Ah! And one by one, I sent them down to hell. No! I'm coming through your armor, Estacado. I'll boil your bloody eyeballs. I'll slice you up and play your ribs like keys on a piano. Do you ever shut up? Ah! That's it. You've got her. Wang! Ah! Remember me, Sonatine? Oh no! The wench? What? The silly little thing? Ah! The idiot? Ah! The little irrelevance? Remember me now, you son of a bitch? Ah! Ah! Jenny! Yow! Jackie? This isn't over yet. No, I think it is. I think you're just about out of juice. You! See? I think I figured out why you're scared of the dark. I think 1,000-year-old champion of light can only last so long when she's out of it. And you used up everything you had kicking my ass, didn't you? The only way you can recharge yourself now is to get all the way back up there. Curse you, Estacado! Blow out your candles, Granny. Your time's up. Ichi, hold it. Whoa! It was still alive. Maybe. I think the Angelus is like the darkness. You can kill the wielder, but the power lives on. Right now, it's probably trying to find a new host. Sonatine would probably know. Except he got away. Sorry. If he's got any sense, he'll keep on running till he hits Alaska. I owe the bastard big time. Jackie, can you get me out of here now? 2 weeks later. Are you sure you want to do this? Yep. But I mean, it's Portland. It's way on the other side of the country. And all the way there on a lousy bus? Listen. Let me at least take you out to Kennedy and put you on a... Nope. I can afford the bus. I want to do this under my own steam. I still don't know why you have to leave and... Look, why are you being so weird with me? So distant. I heard what you said to Don Franchetti about me. Sweet kid, but it'd be too weird, remember? What? How? Sonatine. Oh, God. Jenny, look, you weren't even meant to hear that stuff. I didn't know. I mean... Are you saying you had feelings for me? Always, you idiot. You looked after me when I was all alone in the world. You never let anyone hurt me. Even when the Dawn took you away, you still came back to check on me. You were always there for me, Jackie. But I was just... It was because... Oh, Jenny, I'm so sorry. I never meant for you to think there was anything more to it than... I've never been very good at this stuff. Forget it. It's not even why I'm leaving. Then why? Because of you and what you are. I've been devoted to you for so long now, I've kind of refused to face up to some stuff. You've been good to me, and you've protected me. I honestly believe that deep down in your heart, you're a kind and decent guy. But you kill Jackie from the mob. You do terrible, terrible things. And you just seem able to switch off to it, like it doesn't affect you. And now this awful power you've got, this darkness. I can't help but feel the things you do are going to get 1,000 times worse. I can't ignore that side of you any longer. It's why I have to go. Goodbye, Jackie. Try to do a little good. You are the only good in my life, Jenny. That's why I looked after you. I wish to God you'd stayed. That's it, guys. The cover gallery. We can look at the covers, why not, huh? It's classic art. Can't say they don't make comics like this anymore, because I've seen some of these new covers, and they actually decided to get some people that can draw real well, and color real well, you know, line work, all that. We've got some good comics coming out, but will anyone read them? That's the thing. I hope so. All right, guys. So, next time we've got something. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off. But there's a Tomb Raider and Witchblade crossover event. And I think we can cover that and another either Witchblade or the Darkness. I'm not sure which one. I think it's only like 2 issues. But if it's more, we'll just do that event. But if it's not, we'll do that event and another Witchblade issue. I think we're going back to Witchblade. But I hope you guys enjoyed the second part of the first, I guess, arc of the Darkness. And of course, we'll be switching back and forth, you know, Witchblade and the Darkness and whoever else. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in this reading order. So we can damn near go through all the Top Cal, which will take us a long time, but I think you guys really want that, and I think you guys kind of deserve that on the internet in general. Like, we've done Marvel and DC and all these other comics, but what about Image and Top Cal, right? I'm the first guy that decided to do all of Spawn and the Max, and, like, let's do Top Cal too. Let's do some of this stuff that people have always wanted, and I know I'm not the best reader and I stumble a lot, but... You know, just getting this stuff up for you guys, you know, that's kind of the point, right? So you guys can listen to these tales and enjoy it and not just have some guy like, oh, so-and-so runs over and does this. Like, I've seen some of those videos and I'm like, I don't like that. I want people to actually watch the videos and look at the art, because that's one of the biggest parts of it is the art. And get the story. I know some of you guys listen to me just as a voice thing and what audiobook, whatever you want to call it. And that's cool, but I really would prefer you guys to at least check out some of the art in these books, because it's really fucking good. And definitely support Image, because Image owns Top Cal right now. And they've always got great bundles going, so, you know, check them out. I'm out, guys, and we will see you next time with more of... Oh, no. More of... Not more of. We've got Invincible next week. Yeah, I did promise you that. So we'll start Invincible next week. And I don't know how long it's going to be, and I don't know if there's going to be another book after that. It could just be, you know, it could be 3 issues and something else. Or it could be a complete hour. It depends. Depends on how I feel, and depends if I want to try to stuff something else in there. I might try to stuff a dark horse in there. Who knows? At any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we'll see you guys next time with more great comics.